the global music scene anticipates an event of extraordinary magnitude on the 9th of August. Titled Zaman, the concert of internationally acclaimed soprano, Tanya Cassis, promises an innovative experience that intertwines music, theater, and dance in a marvelously designed performance. Tanya Cassis, the creative force behind this venture, invites us into the preparatory stage of this endeavor. Tanya Cassis' remarkable concert delves into the life of a woman from various perspectives, from the nascent throes of love to the adversities of war. Accompanied by an eclectic orchestra under the baton of Andre Hadj and ensconced in a setting conjured up by Tony Karam, she prepares to guide her audience through a musical journey of notes and emotions. Behind the angelic voice soprano lies a woman who, through perseverance, joy, and song, has triumphed over life's many trials. Discuss the concert taking place on the 9th of August. The concert on the 9th of August, christened Zaman, stands out for its singularity. It is a fusion of music, theater, dance, and scenography, creating a temporal voyage into the life of a woman. The performance encapsulates a veritable journey through a woman's existence, from her initial love interests where innocence and exhilaration mingle, through to internal strife when she discovers a clandestine love affair, to scenes of war which reveal the woman's tenacity in the face of adversity. The concert bears witness to her transformation and path towards autonomy. Over 60 artists, combining music, theater, and dance, will stage this celebration of womanhood, symbolizing her strength in confronting challenges, in a distinctively designed scenography crafted by architect Tony Karam. Describe the orchestra that will accompany you. The orchestra that will accompany me, under the direction of Andre Hadj, consists of 35 musicians. Integrating classical instruments like strings, brass, and wind instruments, with oriental instruments such as the canon, the ney, oriental percussions, the bouzouki, a Greek instrument, and the duduk, of Armenian origin, this assortment enables the specific arrangements of my new songs, planned for my upcoming album Zaman, to be replicated. These compositions deviate from classical conventions to embrace jazz and Latino, while maintaining a unique oriental touch. Both the orchestra and my songs depart from the classical and conventional. How did this project start? This project was born out of my collaboration with Tony Karam, composer and lyricist of most of the songs. Our encounter during the COVID pandemic rekindled in us the desire to create a performance that transcends the framework of the traditional concert to stage the narratives that these songs convey. What motivates you to create projects while Lebanon is still in crisis? I have always drawn inspiration and motivation from adversity. It is during these times that the artist within me feels the need to express her fears, doubts, but also her hopes. Whether it's romantic disappointments or the country's crisis, each phase of my life has been marked by events that have significantly influenced my musical choices. Of course, I sometimes hesitate and moments of doubt are frequent, but I always end up summoning my courage to do what needs to be done. To prevent being overly affected by the surrounding negative energy, I create a personal bubble. I take a step back and isolate myself occasionally, despite being known for my sociability. This detachment and solitude provide me with a much-needed balance. What does singing mean to you? Singing is primarily personal therapy. It's a kind of escape, a means of expression, particularly having been a very shy person during my childhood. Self-conscious due to bullying at school, I began to sing dreaming of becoming a cherished and popular star. I sing for those who seek to escape through music and to feel their emotions. Where do you prefer to sing? Performing in concert is the pinnacle of my career. There is nothing more exhilarating than performing on stage in front of an audience. In fact, I render my songs 10 times better on stage than in the studio. I feel a perfect symbiosis with the audience even though often I can't discern them in the darkness. It's a very special relationship that I feel while on stage. Lately, you have changed your musical style. Why? I would say that I have matured musically. My musical style has evolved. This evolution, initiated during the revolution in Lebanon, then amplified during the COVID confinement and my encounter with Tony Karam, allowed me to shift towards a new musical style. It reflects more of my personality and signifies musical maturity. What message do you convey in your songs? Through my songs, I aspire to share as much as possible my experiences and the stories that have touched me. You speak of unity, you sing about love. What interests you most? Currently, it's love, with a capital L. Marie-Christine Taya. Instagram @mariechristine.taya.